The production floor at Zenith in Lowell, Massachusetts is buzzing. Zenith makes football helmets, and for 6 weeks in July and August, the FedEx truck out front is filled daily. It's like Christmas season in the retail industry. And with all the news about the dangers of concussions, Christmas is getting bigger.
The demand for better head protection grows by the day.
Dan Brown is the national sales manager for Zenith. In 2004, Zenith was the new kid. Now, there are even newer companies and more innovations, all competing for what some believe to be a shrinking number of customers.
Awareness is growing. It's never been at a higher level. So whether or not there's more football players on the planet tomorrow, the actual need for better head protection will continue to grow.
So our system is a system of shock absorbers that use fluid dynamics.
That's Sander Reynolds, Zenith's VP of Product Development.
If you had a bike pump and you pumped a bike pump very slowly, it's very easy. But if you try to push it really fast, that bike pump's pushing back at you.
Look inside the Zenith X2 helmet and you see something out of a science fiction movie. It's complicated and a little bit heavy, but Reynolds says that's not the point.
Weight wasn't really a goal to try to reduce the weight. We're trying to make it safer, more comfortable, fit better.
Nearly 1,000 miles away, nestled in a warehouse district in Brownsburg, Indiana, Bill Simpson is also trying to build a safer, more comfortable, better-fitting helmet. But for him, weight is a primary concern.
For example, a kid could get hit in the shoulder, and because of the whiplash effect on his head, what they call a rotational injury, he could sustain a concussion. Well, the first issue then is if you have a 5-pound helmet versus a 2-pound helmet, which one is going to be less mass on your head when you get hit in the shoulder?
If Simpson's name is familiar, there's a reason why.
I've been in the automobile racing industry since 1957.
Simpson has been inducted into 5 Motorsports Halls of Fame for his work in safety. He says he spent several million dollars getting his SG helmet ready for production. He passionately believes his design will revolutionize safety in contact sports and maybe earn him a place in another Hall of Fame or two. But like everyone else in the business of building a better helmet, there's only so much he can do.
First of all, let me be way, way clear with this. There's no such a thing as a concussion-proof helmet. I don't care what the snake oil salesmen say. My goal was to mitigate the severity of a concussion.
Can I show you how it works?
I would love to see. So okay. Can you make these lights go off
sure.
here?
Sure. Yeah. So you just
back in Massachusetts at Reebok's sprawling world headquarters, Bob Rich shows off his company's new check light, an impact indicator tucked into a slim cap that can be worn alone or under a helmet.
And then if I were to give this a whack on the table, either a yellow or a red light will start to light up depending upon how hard I hit it. So
the flashing red and yellow lights can't prevent concussions. They can't even determine when a player has received one. But the check light can help coaches and trainers recognize when a player needs to be evaluated, and it can keep track of all those subconcussive hits that accumulate over a season. Isaiah Kazavinsky is head of the sports segment for MC10, Reebok's technology partner for the check light. Kazavinsky played for 8 seasons in the NFL and suffered 7 diagnosed concussions. He says, in its own way, the check light can help.
So it's that teaching tool, that reminder to keep your head out of impact too. And you think about it in that way, you start to see how you can change behavior over time with a real-time feedback tool in practices and in games.
Like the helmet manufacturers, Reebok isn't alone in the market. At a recent conference, Bob Rich says he saw 7 or 8 different companies selling impact indicators.
Concussions are in the media almost on a daily, certainly on a weekly basis. So I think companies are rushing to try to bring products to market that they hope can help.